Hey folks, I watched this morning. Agentic coding is a trap, and we all fell for it. It's surprising, relevant, past just developers enjoyed this because what I took away, learn the system to me. This is the difference of vibe coding and agentic engineering. I'm actively trying to learn the
system, not the syntax. Syntax is what I couldn't grapple when attempting to learn to code, but the system is clicking more for me the more I build in miles away from a competent software engineer, but I'm only building things for myself, so I don't asterisk need asterisk to be, but the more I build, the more that clicks into place. I didn't realize it when I was slinging no code in 2018, but it was a version of learning parts of a system to get software to work. Webflow frontend, editable database, Zapier API / backend dots. It had limitations, but now I replaced all of that with code. Having actual competent engineers create skills and systems to help a sloppy code base or process is helping, as well as better models. But I do rely on that for years. I didn't spend learning to code. Stay curious, folks. Link to the original blog post
from Ben's Bytes. Learn the system.
And I've been tweaking my agents.md plus setup files as I'm getting closer. With the course, I'm reminding myself to not let your docs slip.
Oh, and Ben's Bytes is brought to you by Lightfield. Lightfield is an AI native CRM that just ships skills.
Define any workflow in plain English and trigger it with a sentence.
Dear agent, executes against your full CRM data graph with code execution, web search, and file /o.
3,000 plus startups on the platform. Try free, you can now work with all your Claude Code agents in a single window inside the terminal.
You can see their status and reply in line to unblock when they need your input.
Any running session can be moved to the agent view with /bg.
Codex now works directly in Chrome on Mac OS and Windows.
It can use sites and apps across tabs in the background without taking over your browser. OpenAI also released 3 new real-time models in the API. Real-time 2 for voice-to-voice use cases with best intelligence. Real-time translate for audio translation across 70 input and 13 output languages. And real-time whisper for live speech to text.
OpenAI released a cyber defense product, Daybreak.
They're OpenAI's answer to Anthropic's Mythos.
Thinking machines finally have a model to show us, not letting us try though.
They are calling them interaction models.
Basically models where you can chat with audio and video input with audio outputs. It seems really impressive for the capabilities they are claiming. For example, time, awareness, simultaneous speech, and visual cues, but all similar products. ChatGPT's advanced voice mode, Gemini Live, fail when put in users' hands.
OpenAI is starting a deployment company in partnership with major consulting firms. It acquired a 150-person AI consulting company, Tomorrow, to set this up and is putting in $4 billion of initial investment. The goal is to work with other companies and build AI systems for them.
I think this means they are going to effectively transform a ton of knowledge workers and upskill them to knowing how to work with agents, i.e. able to be a builder.
And if you're a builder, right arrow, you can use Codex.
You can see how all links artificial analysis is testing rank models plus harness combinations together in their coding agent index.
Among the combinations they have tested, Opus 4.7 with Cursor CLI is on top, with GPT 5.5 in Codex and Opus 4.7 in Claude Code at a close second.
Ramp trained a small RL model with Fast Ask with Prime Intellect for spreadsheet Q&A.
They say it beats Opus by 4% on exact match accuracy at haiku latency.
Replit parallel agents lets Replit agent break work into tasks, run them in isolated copies of your app, and merge them back after review.
Notion Skills. Brian Lovin is using a Notion database like an app store for agent skills with two-way sync to Claude, Codex, and other local agents.
React Dr. V2 catches bad React code from agents.
Printing press generate agent native CLIs for apps like Linear, ESBN, Kayak, etc.
The Claude platform on AWS is now generally available.
AWS customers get Claude API features with AWS auth billing and commitment retirement.
OpenAI's API has a new files SDK for object and blob storage and an OpenAI developers plugin for Codex to build faster with OpenAI APIs.
Parallel AI's monitor API is now GA.
It sends web push updates to background agents instead of agents constantly polling for changes. Zero native build native desktop and mobile apps with web UI.
A spec for how interfaces should present Markdown.
7 powers in the age of AI for building a company, a framework for hackable software that is apps that ship with their raw source code, where users can modify them using coding agents.
New research from Anthropic translates the inner workings of Claude into text and teaches it good behavior using fictional stories.
Peekaboo 3.0. Peter's macOS computer use tool got action first automation, unified screenshot plus UI detection, cleaner JSON, and better snapshots.
Read about me and Ben's Bytes thumbnail by Kesh of Atath asterisk sponsors who make this newsletter possible.
Want to partner with us for the next quarter?
Email us at janice@bensbytes.com or k@bensbytes.com.